Today on the Inland Journal podcast, the last in our series of conversations with candidates running for Spokane City Council in the Northwest District. We've heard from the incumbent, Karen Stratton, and from three of her challengers. Today we meet with a fourth challenger, Jeff Rugen. Rugen helps to place people into jobs as an account manager at Express Employment in downtown Spokane.
I like helping people. Like I said, for almost the past 6 years, I've helped thousands of people find jobs, and I now like to take my passion for helping others to the city level, where I can be an effective listener and effectively address and follow through with concerns.
And what do you have a particular list of issues that are most important to you right now?
I really want to focus on homelessness. I think pretty much everyone does. Working on getting more police presence out there, I think is also going to kind of tie into the homelessness concern and affordable housing, all of these different topics. Again, I think all of us share.
So you work downtown every day. What's your impression as you see homeless people wandering the streets downtown?
My heart goes out to them. You know, that could be any of us, any day, any given day. So at the same time, it's all situational. I think we need to peel back the layers and determine why these folks are in the situation they're in. I strongly feel that there are those who do it by choice. You know, they're moving from city to city and just going with the flow of life. And there are those who have unfortunate circumstances that have put them in that position. We can only help the people who want to be helped, and I think we need to identify who those people are.
And how has the city responded, do you think?
Tough to say. I know we are a compassionate city. I think with the different entities, Catholic Charities and places such like that, you know, the goal is to help people better their lives, their living situations. I think as the city's concerned, I know that there have been conversations and trying to partnership and all of that, but I think there's a lot of talk, maybe not so much action. You know, I don't mean to speak out loud, I could be totally incorrect on that, but I personally have not seen a whole bunch, and I don't think I'm alone with that.
Any particular areas that you think need the action more than others, where the city has fallen down especially?
I think we could benefit from developing a committee solely for on the city level. And again, I might be speaking out of line. Maybe something is in place already or in fruition. But I think once we develop or strengthen a committee to address the homelessness and work with all the different entities as one, the liaison between the city and those entities, we're going to be a much stronger force in addressing this.
Do you think Spokane's developed kind of a compassion fatigue for homeless people?
A compassion fatigue. Well put. I don't know that the city's developed a compassion fatigue. I can see how the issue can make people just, I don't know what to do, and throw their hands up and you know, maybe it will figure itself out. But I know that there are enough compassionate leaders, and again, maybe not all within the city, city employees or elected officials, but the city as a whole, I think the city's frustrated. And first thing people do when they're frustrated, they develop fatigue. They want to give up. But we can't. You know, the problem's not going to solve itself.
Does the city need to spend more money on this issue, or how would you approach it?
I would approach it looking at what money we're currently spending and where that's going and how effective has that been. You know, are there certain things that we can, not necessarily cut, but adjust to allocate more money if need be. You know, I think it really needs to have a good looking at.
The city, some people in the city have talked about the city buying a shelter, a 24/7 shelter that people can spend all day there if they need to. What do you think about that?
Well, I think if managed properly and depending on the cost versus budget, I think it could be helpful. Absolutely. If I read correctly, over in Seattle, they just, and with help from some of the Seattle businesses like Amazon and Microsoft, some of the big businesses in the world, I want to say $41 million they've put together to build an 800-unit facility for homeless in that area. And, I mean, my goodness, if we could even a fraction of that here, it would be astronomical. It would be extremely helpful. But again, we need to, I think it's fair to taxpayers, to people investing money, to the people who want the city to thrive, I think it's fair that we identify the folks who truly are, you know, against from unforeseen circumstances, that we really target those folks and try to help them out.
And what would you do with the people who want to be homeless, who want to have that freedom to take drugs out on the street or to live the life that they want?
I think that's where having more police presence comes into play and kind of drive those folks out.
And would you as a council member encourage more the city to spend more money to allocate more police officers to that?
I think we should certainly have a precinct again downtown. And, you know, I, with downtown being as close as everything is, we don't need to invest in more police cars. We can have bikes. You know, I know that we do get heavy winters here and bikes aren't as effective in the winter. But even just having officers patrolling the streets, their presence out there, it's going to make those folks who roam the streets doing drugs out in the open, it's going to drive them out.
So I don't know if you've said it or others have said it. There are a lot of people in Spokane who don't like to go downtown because they don't feel safe. You work there every day. Do you feel safe when you walk around downtown?
I try to get to my office about 4:30, 5 o'clock every morning. When it's light outside, I feel much safer. You know, I'm also, I can hold my own weight, so I'm not worried about that. But I've had very sketchy moments, very sketchy moments. I know businesses, too, are pulling out, or rather than I'm no longer going to consider downtown Spokane, which is a mecca of our city. You know, that everyone who comes to visit, they likely stay downtown, all of that. We want it to be the place where people, we need it to be for local economy, the place where people come in and they feel safe. They're happy and they're excited to take their kids out downtown. You know, it. Yes, to answer your question, I have had moments where I've felt unsafe.
Okay. We're talking with Jeff Rugen, who's one of six candidates running for a Spokane City Council seat in the Northwest District. So let's morph to the housing idea. And the housing market is pretty tight here in Spokane, mm-hmm. for rentals, for people who want to buy. What's the city's role in creating more housing, more low-income housing, more workforce housing?
You know, I that's a great question. And I would be, it would be misleading of me to give a comment on that, because I think the city does serve a role in that. What exactly that role looks like is not mine to say. I mean, when it comes to city having involvement on landlords, that's their property. You know, I think maybe landlords should be held to uphold a certain integrity of a property and to help just the beautification of Spokane. At this moment, I can't accurately say where I stand with that.
Okay, then let's talk about the West Plains, which is not in the city of Spokane, but there's a lot of things going on in the West Plains. What's the city's role in helping to sort of manage the growth out there to make sure that there's enough housing for the people who want to move in, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing?
So the growth in the West Plains is going to bring an awful lot of jobs, which is great. It's also going to take a lot of workforce from current employers, current companies in town, whether they're local, national debt.
Perhaps some of your clients, huh?
Very likely. So I think that affordable housing does need to be provided out in that area, because a lot of these jobs, and I can't say for certain, but I'm speculating, they're probably anywhere from $13 to $15 an hour. You know, it's going to bring people in. It's going to attract people in for the work. And also, Spokane being as beautiful of a city as it is, it's, that is also going to attract more people here. So to be on top of the projected jobs coming to town, of course, we have to have the housing for those folks.
And what's the city's role, let's say, within the city of Spokane? Does the city play a role in helping developers to find places to build or to loosen restrictions? What are your views about that?
Likely. I do know a fair amount of my clients have had difficulties getting permits pushed in time and all of that. And so maybe a loosening of restrictions might be beneficial for all parties involved. Again, the productive growth is the goal, to boost the economy, to bring jobs, all of that. I don't know a city that doesn't want those things. So we have to be willing to bend and turn it into a give and take relationship.
So let's talk about housing of a different kind. And this is a jail, and you're looking out at the jail through the window there. There's a lot of talk within the community about what's the future of the current facility over there. Is there a need for a new facility? Is there a need for expanding, renovating? So what are your thoughts about the criminal justice system going forward?
I think we would benefit from taking a look, or by taking a look, the inmates that are in the jail and why they're in there. You know, I heard recently, it's recent enough to where I need to go do my research to see how solid information this is, but that Spokane accepts federal dollars to bring federal prisoners in to the tune of several hundred currently occupying the jail. And you know, where does that money go? What's it for? Is it necessary for us to have that and to jeopardize taking up or to occupy that much space in our jail? Or should that jail solely be used for local offenders? So I think that's something to look into. Am I necessarily opposed to having a new jail built? Not necessarily. But I think a lot of things factor into anyone's decision on that.
There's a lot of talk about diversion programs to try to steer more, because 75% or so of the people who are in there haven't been convicted of anything yet. They're just waiting for a trial or something. What are your thoughts about maybe the city, its role perhaps in expanding drug treatment or mental health? Does it play a role in that?
I most certainly think so, and I'd support both of those 100%. We have a huge population with severe mental health issues, and I think that they all those folks deserve proper treatment, experts in that. It's the same thing with those dealing with drug addiction. You know, again, if people want the help, we as a city should come forward and say, what can we do? You know, what can we do to help you get back on track?
There even floated the idea of the city maybe creating its own space for its own city misdemeanor inmates, the people who go through the
low
city
offense,
system, yeah,
type.
The lower offense.
Sure.
Should the city be spending money for that, sort of separating itself in a way a little bit from the county program?
I'm certain there are benefits to it. It's a great question. I can see the benefits to it, but how does that get managed by the city then, versus where now it's being managed by the county? So, yeah, there could be benefits to that. Again, what does the cost look like? Who's actually going to manage it, and how effective is that going to be? You know, I think any time this would be a new thing, I believe, in Spokane. So you really got to have a solid plan in place and not, you know, well, we'll just, you know, take it as it comes. These are folks who have committed some form of crime. So, yeah, it's something to really dive into and dissect.
So here's your chance now to explain to voters why you should be one of the two people they vote for in August. Push so you through. Can move along to the November general election.
Sure. Well, I am eager. I'm ambitious. I like to get things done. I feel those traits, along with my passion for Spokane and its future, make me the best candidate for this position.
Jeff Rugen is running for the Spokane City Council in the Northwest District. He and four others are challenging the incumbent, Karen Stratton. We've talked with all except Ken Side, who didn't return our messages requesting an interview. On tomorrow's podcast, Steve Jackson will interview Spokane firefighter Sean Poole, who's one of the five candidates for mayor. And then on Friday, he'll interview Nadine Woodward, our final mayoral candidate interview. Our full interviews with the candidates are available for listening anytime on the Spokane Public Radio website. We're adding one interview a day. Click on the Regional News tab and then on Election 2019. Or you can go to the Inland Journal page, or you can get them by subscribing to the Inland Journal podcast in Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or Google Play. Your comments and story ideas can be sent to inlandjournal@kpbx.org. Thank you for joining us. I'm Doug Nadvornik.